You're listening to the Passion Daily Podcast, brought to you by Passion Equip.
Hi, my name is Giovanna, and today is March 19th. Today we are reading from the book of Genesis and the Gospel of John. As we open the scriptures, take this time to pause, be still, and focus on His word and His presence. Jacob left Beersheba and set out for Haran. When he reached a certain place, he stopped for the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones there, he put it under his head and lay down to sleep. He had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth, with its top reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. There above it stood the Lord, and he said, "I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will be like dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you." When Jacob awoke from his sleep, he thought, "Surely the Lord is in a place, and I was not aware of it." He was afraid and said, "How awesome is this place! There is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven." Early the next morning, Jacob took the stone he had placed under his head and set it up as a pillar and poured oil on top of it. He called that place Bethel, though the city used to be called Luz. Genesis chapter 28, verses 10 through 19. He then added, "Very truly I tell you, you will see the heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." John chapter 1, verse 51. Fleeing to Haran to escape his brother's wrath, Jacob stopped for the night. Jacob dreamed that a stairway stretched from heaven to earth with angels ascending and descending the heavenly staircase. While it may seem that all that is real is that which can be seen, there is an eternal heavenly world closely connected to this one. The heavenly realm is consistently interacting with this world in ways that lie beyond what the human mind can comprehend and the human eye can see. Jesus' birth would bring this reality into greater focus. The fully divine and human Son of God would serve as the ladder between heaven and earth. At his baptism, the heavens were opened and the Spirit of God descended on the Son of God, indicating his divine status and God-ordained mission. In Jesus, heaven met earth, and with him came glimpses of the coming kingdom as the lame walked, the blind regained sight, and prisoners gained freedom. At the incarnation, the Son of God descended the heavenly staircases in order to usher sinful humanity into the kingdom of God. Let's pray. Jesus, when I feel overwhelmed by circumstances, remind me that there is a heavenly realm I don't see or understand. Help me to trust you, who can see everything with my problems. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Passion Daily Podcast, brought to you by Passion Equip. Passion Equip makes it easy for you to watch the most powerful messages of passion, relive moments of worship, and find articles and tracks that are specifically designed for the season of life you're in and the questions you have. To access thousands and thousands of resources, all designed to encourage you towards knowing God above all else, visit PassionEquip.com today.